Longer Conversation, Band 6, Conversation 1. My guest is Gene Kranz. Kranz served as flight director for some of the key space missions, including the first moon landing, Apollo 11. Kranz was in the hot seat in mission control when the Apollo 13 was aborted by an explosion 200,000 miles from home, and he helped lead the effort to get the astronauts back to Earth safely. He's just written a book about his life in the space program. It's called Failure is Not an Option. Gene Kranz, welcome to Space.com's Voyage.
Hey, Alice. It's great to be with you this morning.
America knows the story of Apollo 13 mostly because of the movie that was produced by Ron Howard and starred Tom Hanks. And of course, you were portrayed in the movie by Ed Harris, who made the phrase, "Failure is not an option," part of the language. How do you feel seeing yourself portrayed on the big screen?
Let me give a comment that if I were still working in Mission Control today, I would have offered Ed Harris a job as flight director. You know, the flight director's job description is to take any actions needed for crew safety and mission success. And I liked the way Ed portrayed the role of the flight director. And I liked the way that the young controllers were portrayed as the people who had to come up with the answers.
So the film seemed accurate to you.
I believe that the film was really a spectacular portrayal of the mission, the challenge, and the solutions that we had. There were a couple of problems they left out that were a bit too difficult really to portray, but the stuff they had in there was right, and it was right on track.
MC, number one, which of the following statements about Gene Kranz is true?
Number two, how did most Americans know the story of Apollo 13?
Number 3. According to Gene, what is the job of the flight director?
Number 4. What's Gene's attitude towards the film mentioned in the interview?
Number 5. What's Ed Harris's probable profession?